Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We thought, well, you didn't think, because you bet, you took TCU and the
plus the 13 and a half, yes.
Yes.
Which I could not have been more wrong.
RJ Young, remind us never to have him on again because he said it was going to be a nail biter.
No. Yes, Chris, we pulled the tape. We should pull the tape. Remember, we were like, you're a little optimistic. Like, right. Oh, yeah, they usually hold it close. And I was like, what?
We're playing. But if nobody, but Rob, even though we feared the college football playoff championship might be a blowout,
We
not
couldn't
in
have imagined
my
wildest
that. Yes. Dreams that I think 65-7. 65-7 is the type of score you see in September in week one or two of the season.
Right, where they get
when
their
a powerhouse is playing a Division I AA school. You know? When you know, it's Alabama versus, you know, University of Monroe or something. Right, like
exactly.
That.
Where they're just the school gets the $1 million payday, Chris, to be beat up by 70 points. Like,
right.
That's really what it is. And it's like a spring training game or a preseason game. It is for the big time schools. But for that to be your national championship game, and the other thing I thought of, Chris, right away, was how in the world did Michigan and Jim Harbaugh lose to TCU? Didn't you think about that?
They got to be sick. Because, look, I'm not saying they would have beat Georgia. They might have gotten blown out. They wouldn't have got beat 65-7, Rob.
And they would have gotten into the national championship game, which is what you wanted from Harbaugh to get you there. You know, like to get you to that game. And I agree. They would have lost, but not like that.
It was fluky because, I mean, like we said, look, Michigan beat themselves. And all credit to TCU. They had a great season. They capitalized and played well against Michigan. But, Rob, Michigan beat Ohio State handily. And Ohio State had Georgia beat. And then, you know, lost it late. What it tells
And remember,
is,
they missed a field goal that would have won the game. Right.
And that all that says, Rob, is that Michigan blew it. They blew it against TCU. And what I will say, though, is this, and you and I have had this debate, but to me, Rob Parker, this should not deter anyone from wanting a 12-team playoff. Because the semifinal games, Michigan-TCU, was a great game. Ohio State-Georgia was a great game. If you had had the other top 12 teams in the country playing one another, would have been a great game. Would have loved to have seen USC in there playing someone. Tennessee, you know, Alabama, of course. Like, I think a playoff. Now, look, this was the championship game. You may see blowouts here and there, like we used to see blowouts in the Super Bowl. But and you'll see some blowouts in the playoff games. But, Rob, I think the interest, the excitement, I think, you know, now these bowl games mean nothing. Even the big ones mean nothing. You got two postseason college games or three postseason college games that mean something. It's the two, you know, semifinal matchups and then the championship. And that's it. A playoff would have more meaningful, you know, postseason games for the college players and fans. And I do think you would get some great matchups and there would be some parity. Now, you have a blowout here or there, but I don't think yesterday should deter us at all. I mean, in that case, we'd say, why have a championship? It was a rout, you know? So that's why I'm still in favor of the 12-team playoff.
Could not disagree with you more. Yesterday was Exhibit A. Yesterday is the nightmare that all college football fans are worried about. Chris, I get it. From the financial standpoint, it's just a money grab. But there aren't 12 teams that are going to give you quality football in the big games to make it worthwhile. Yesterday, people were turning channels at record numbers, finding other stuff to watch. A Golden Girls marathon, Red Fox and Sanford and Son, the FBI, anything, Laverne and Shirley.
How does yesterday's game, how does that weigh in on the 12-team playoff?
Easy, because TCU was in the top. Well, where were they ranked?
But they were ranked fourth.
Right.
They were ranked third.
No, I thought they were ranked fourth, weren't they? Michigan was second.
Georgia played Ohio State. Georgia was
one. Georgia was okay.
Ohio State was four.
Right, right. Two and three.
TCU was three.
Okay. So it's even worse. Worse than I thought. It shows you that you don't have enough quality. Last year when Michigan played Georgia and they were in the top four, they got embarrassed in that game.
But the number four team almost beat they lost by a field goal.
But
who didn't want to see that?
But they didn't win that game. And my only point is Georgia's won again. Hey, Chris, there aren't 12 teams that are really viable.
Do you
want
to go back to mythical? This was the top two teams.
No, top four is fine. Top four is fine.
We're getting blowouts anyway.
Okay, but you're going to get more blowouts and more games that don't matter, and you're going to neutralize the regular season even more and make it not matter. And that's the problem with this, because more isn't always better.
Does NFL regular season matter?
What do you mean, does it matter?
But you got 14 playoff
Chris,
teams.
What,
but it still
what?
Matters. It, you're right. It will undoubtedly take the college football season, regular season, down a notch, just like it did when they went to the playoff in the first place. Because it used to be mythical. It used to be you got to essentially win every week or maybe only lose one. And even how bad you beat teams, all of that mattered because it was just mythical. Once you start playing a playoff, of course the regular season is diminished a little, but it's not going to make it meaningless. It's still going to be tough to get into that top 12. And I think you're right. I mean, maybe some years like this year, although again, Georgia barely even got into the championship game. But they blew a team. I mean, again, Rob, you're going to see blowouts.
Chris, but
I mean,
coming
in everything.
Rob G, we had, I know you don't have the numbers anymore, but we had them. Since they've gone to the playoffs, most of the games are in double-digit losses. Very few.
So would you say don't even have a top four playoff?
No, I would just rather keep it there than to expand it even more. We don't have enough quality opponents to have something that you're going to want to watch 12 deep. That's the issue.
You barely have four. I mean, if you're going by your logic from yesterday, you don't have four. But you do have four because all of the semifinal games were good.
Okay, here we go.
Georgia barely got in. Entering
this season, only 6 out of the 24 playoff games have been decided by less than 10 points. That Chris, 6 of 24, that means 18 have been more than double digits, more than 10 points. This is what we're talking about, and now you're going to add to the mix.
The number, if number one will play number 12. Okay, let's just say for the sake of argument.
Okay, one plays 12. That's going to be a good game?
It might be. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Ohio State lost to Michigan and almost beat Georgia. I mean, it would have right now, the final rankings, that's Georgia-USC. That's a game I want to see. I mean, I want to see the best quarterback in the country against Georgia. TCU-Florida State. Michigan, Utah, like, even, Rob, if for your sake of your argument, the championship game might be a blowout, maybe. I mean, a lot of these playoff games would be good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You trash Robert Saleh, the coach of the New York Jets. Seems like you want to trash another head coach, the coach of the Los Angeles Rams, although maybe not for long. Sean McVay, Super Bowl winning coach, is, Rob, said to be, which I'm sure is true, reportedly, mulling his future. And does he want to stay with the Rams beyond this past season? Remember, last year, he almost left after the Super Bowl, came back, and they went 5-12, Rob. The future doesn't look that bright there. And now the talk is that he may leave, not necessarily for an immediate job. He'll certainly be coaching elsewhere probably in the next year or two or three, but probably would go into the broadcast booth. But anyway, Rob, you don't like the fact that McVay might bolt.
Yeah, it's not that he can't leave, Chris. It's what they did to make him a winner. Like, the Rams went out. I know the organization wanted to win. He was the youngest coach hired. He was the wonder boy. They were going to prove, like, what a football genius he was. And they just decided, we're all in. F the picks. A terrible trade with the Lions, gave up way too much. They got what they wanted, which was the Super Bowl. But I just feel like now he's going, like, the cupboard's bare. Like Ephraim and I playing around with him. But, you know, like, they don't have anything, Chris, like, for the next couple years. Like, this is going to be bad, especially if Stafford isn't healthy. And does Aaron Donald still want to play? You know, like, when the wheels start to fall off, he's got his Super Bowl, he got his money, he might be like, I don't want to be a part of this. This is going to be ugly the other way, right, when you realize there aren't reinforcements. And that's what I think, because I want to see if he's really that wonder boy head coach, and I use that term, you know what I mean, affectionately, not demeaningly. You know that.
Right.
I want to see if he can rebuild the team or rebuild it up again and then win. Do you know what I mean? Like, what can he do? He did stuff when he got there, right, with Jared Goff, who couldn't do anything under Jeff Fisher, Chris. So I give him credit for some of that. But let's see what he can do now that you have to restart this engine. But there are no reinforcements coming. So the quick and easy thing is to bail and leave the Rams holding the bag that has a hole in the bottom, because that's really what it's going to be. And if I'm the Rams, I feel a little like wow, okay. As soon as the things got tough, he said, I'm out of Dodge. When we were willing to give up everything, spend money on everybody, pay a ridiculous contract to Stafford got after the Super Bowl, they paid everybody, Chris. But they have no leverage, no room now. And I think this is going to be ugly for a few years. And I think that's why he wants out, because he doesn't want to have to deal with the aftermath.
I couldn't disagree more. First of all, he almost left after the Super Bowl. So they were at the top of the mountain, and he was willing to leave. Unless you think that was just one big charade, but I don't. I think he seriously was considering leaving. So I don't think it's just because they had a bad year and the future looks bleak and all that. That's number one. Number two, I don't need to see anything else from Sean McVay. Sean McVay is a top-flight coach. He proved it. You said it, Rob. You alluded to it. He proved it when he got there. The Rams hadn't made the playoffs in 12 years when he got there. They won four games the year before he got there. And he immediately, Todd Gurley was there. Todd Gurley wasn't new. He had been there under Jeff Fisher. And Sean McVay, like you said, with Jared Goff at quarterback, who's a pretty good quarterback, but not great. He turned him into a juggernaut. 11-5 from 4-12 to 11-5. And then the next year, this is his second year as a coach, he's in the Super Bowl. And then three years later, they win the Super Bowl. So Sean McVay is a made man. And if he wants to leave, even if it was because he sees that the future is bleak, I don't think it is. But even if it were, I wouldn't be mad at him, because they wouldn't have a problem firing him if they felt like doing it. And so if he wants to go to a better position, and let's not act like they did all that for Sean McVay. The organization wanted a Super Bowl.
No. It's
they
not just that.
They wanted a Super Bowl.
They had
and
to
they
also.
Got it.
They also had to justify his hire, and they were going to do whatever they could.
Justify it?
Yes. Whatever
all
they
that
could
he
to
did didn't justify it?
No. Whatever
before
they
the Super
could,
Bowl?
Whatever they could do for him to win. And Chris, he didn't leave because he didn't get the TV offer that he wanted. If he would have got a TV offer to get out of there, he knows deep down that you can't run a football friend long-term and have success. So it's better for him to get out now where people feel good about him.
What did you say? You can't run
what?
A football team long-term and have success?
No, no, no. Not like that. Not like the way that they've done where they don't have any draft picks coming up. I'm saying he doesn't want to be the guy that people will look back and say, oh, yeah, they mortgaged the future. They did all this. He won one Super Bowl. And then he had four or five bad losing seasons. Get out now where I have my reputation as this unbelievable young coach who won a Super Bowl. It's about his legacy. Chris, if he has four or five bad years, they'll go.
You're saying what he don't have four or five bad years.
But I'm giving you the scenario.
I mean, didn't they have a lot of injuries this year?
I'm giving you
Stafford
the scenario of why he would want to do it, okay? Obviously.
But
I got to look into the future.
They
okay?
lost Matthew Stafford, who, and even when Stafford was playing, he was playing injured with a bad elbow. They lost Cooper Kupp. I mean, they had a lot of injuries. So I mean, Sean McVay, I don't know what more he has to prove. I get it. It's only been, I don't know, 6-7 years that he's been coaching. But dude has been great. He's been to two Super Bowls. And 1-1 with a team that hadn't made the playoffs in a dozen years. Like, what more do you need to see?
Can I give you, this is from Mike Florio's column from Pro Football Talk. Quote, there's a growing sense that he will step down. My understanding is it's not because of burnout or he wants to get into TV. He's won a Super Bowl and now he's facing a multi-year rebuild that he just doesn't want to be a part of. That's what people are saying around the football, that he doesn't want to be a part of a rebuild.
So what's
which
wrong
is
with
what
that?
They're going to
he rebuilt
that's
them
fine.
Already.
That's fine, but I'm
he
just telling you
rebuild.
I don't feel good about Sean McVay cutting and running as soon as things go south. So that's just me. And you could say that's fine and that's your opinion and you're cool with it. I think the Rams should feel like they got bamboozled by this guy. That they did everything. Yeah, thinking that he was going to be around and he's this great coach. No.
They were a joke when he went there. A joke. 4-12, hadn't made the playoffs in like I said, a dozen years. He turns them around immediately. Next year they're in the Super Bowl. They win the Super Bowl ultimately. I mean, come on. And he rebuilt them. So I don't blame him for not wanting to rebuild. Players don't want to go through a rebuild. And I don't know. That's still speculation. It's people around the league talking. You know how it is, Rob. And
that's all. That's all
true.
I can go on. I'm sorry.
All I'm saying is you.
There's always speculation. We talk about speculation all the time. So are we using it or are we not?
We're using it for okay, what it is. Speculation.
I said it. That's what I said.
True.
But that's what I said.
I'm not jumping on you for going with it. I'm just saying we don't know if it's true or not. Even if it is true, I don't have a problem with it. But we don't even know if it's true. There's speculation Lamar Jackson's sitting out because he doesn't want to have a contract. Maybe that's true, maybe not.
I get the sense that he's just a front runner. He's about himself.
How?
This is just my feel of him.
They were good when he showed up. If he was a front runner, he wouldn't have taken the job.
He was 35. He was the youngest coach ever. You can't pick what job you want.
He had to take that job. He could have looked at it like, man, they haven't been good in a long time.
Chris, come on, man. At 35 years old, he couldn't pick what job he wanted. He had no experience to be picking a job like that. And he took the opportunity. I gave him credit that he did some stuff. He doesn't want to be in the part of the rebuild.
I didn't hear it.
I said he turned to Jared Goff around. I gave him credit for that.
Jared Goff, how about the whole franchise?
No, but he was big. Jared Goff looked like he was a bust when he was with the Rams under Jeff Fisher. I watched the guy. I thought he couldn't play.
I thought he couldn't play. But I'm just saying, I mean, he didn't just turn around Jared Goff. He turned around the entire football team. That's what I'm saying.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Big game in the NBA tonight. Donovan Mitchell, who is having just an incredible year with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He was traded there by the Utah Jazz. He returns to Utah to play in Salt Lake City for the first time, and the first time they're playing the Jazz, too, since he was traded, Rob. And right now, Cavs up 15-13. He's already got 9 points, Mitchell.
I thought the Cavs would be better this year, Chris. I'm surprised. I don't know what it is. You don't think they're as good?
You thought they'd be better than they are?
I thought they'd be better than they are.
Wow. I think they're really good. They're only 3 games out of the best record in the East.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel like that.
When you look at the teams
it doesn't feel like that. Yeah, it does to me
because they started hot and they had a little, you know, trouble. They had a few injuries. But, I mean, look, Rob, they're behind Boston, Brooklyn, and Milwaukee. Like, you can't blame them for that.
No,
I actually think they're playing well.
Okay, maybe it's because of the start and then the lull. Like, I watched them because, you know, I pay attention because I look at – gambling things all the time. And I don't know. It just seemed like they lost some games. I didn't expect them to lose. I don't know. I'm just saying, Chris, not by a record standpoint, but just to feel, I thought they would be even better.
So you thought, I guess you thought they were a legitimate contender to win the East.
Because look at what they had last year.
They're a tier below.
Miami?
Oh, I think they're better than Miami.
Okay.
Now, Miami's starting to play better, but I think Brooklyn, Boston, and Milwaukee are the creme de la creme in the East. I think that next group is Cleveland and Philadelphia. And maybe if Miami gets it together, Indiana's playing well, but I don't put them up there. Cleveland's young, and that's why I didn't think like that they actually could contend and win the conference championship. But anyway, Mitchell, Rob, as you know, is just like he's killing. He's averaging 29 points a game, 5 assists a game, and the Cavs are the 4th seed in the tough East. He's shooting 40% from three. But, Rob, he's back in Utah, as I said, and there was an article he did with our friend Mark Spears of Anscape.
In the article,
he talked about a lot of things. His relationship with Rudy Gobert, what he'll miss about Utah, and so on and so forth. But he also talked about some of the racial problems that he had in Salt Lake City. And for the record, tonight, Rob, he got a vociferous ovation. The crowd went wild for him there in Salt Lake City. So that's good to see. He did some great things for them. But he did say, Rob, that he had some racial problems there. He was stopped by a cop, and the cop, according to Donovan, had an attitude with him, like, you know, talk to him, harshly, I guess what he means by attitude. And he says, but when Donovan showed him his ID, who he was, obviously everything, you know, got better, and and the cop chilled out. But, and this is very observant of Donovan, and I like him for saying this. It made him wonder, he said, about like the black kid there who's not a superstar basketball player or black guy, right? And you get stopped and you're just a regular average Joe. And then what happens? You know, what would have happened had he not been a star basketball player or just a pro basketball player? So he said there were there were stories of black kids in Salt Lake City being bullied because of their skin color. One young lady hung herself because she had been bullied so much. And so he was saying that being in Cleveland, it was it's refreshing. Obviously, Cleveland is it's well over 50% African American. Utah, Salt Lake City, I believe, is 2%, Rob, African American. And he said it's nice to just be, you know, the arena. You got some black fans there. And it's just nice to be there where, you know, when he spoke out, like he spoke out on some black social issues, he caught flack from the fans. And he said, you know, they cheered me, you know, when I'm playing. Not all of them, but a lot of them cheered him when he was playing. But then they're upset when he speaks out about justice and Juneteenth, even just speaking out about Juneteenth, he caught some flack over that. So I would say, I don't know how Utah, I mean, the fans obviously, you know, gave him an ovation tonight. But I say Salt Lake City, rather than get mad, make some changes. You know, that's the thing. I say make some changes so your black kids there aren't bullied. So it's a more welcoming place to people of all races, what I'd say.
Yeah, it's weird, and I've been to Salt Lake City a number of times when I covered the league, Chris. You know, I never really had a feel for the community or how they, you know, how they react to black people. So he lived there, so I have to take his word on how he felt and whatnot. But what's odd to me is. And I get Salt Lake City, but like a city like Boston to me, it's worse. I like you could talk to some of the greatest players who ever played there and Bill Russell being number one and what he went through, you know what I mean? In a city like that. So I think that those things are prevalent, Chris, not to that degree, because
I'm not saying things don't happen today in Boston either, but that was also in the '60s. You know what I mean? That's a long time ago.
Yeah, but Boston also, you could baseball, Aaron Jones, CC Sabathia said he had never been called the N-word at any ballpark other than Fenway Park.
Right.
And you remember they were throwing banana peels or whatever at Jones in center field for the Orioles. Right. I'm just saying that wasn't 40 years ago, Chris. That was recent.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm just saying everything's, you know, I'm just saying you bring up Bill Russell. That, you know.
No, but that's, I'm just saying that was like the stuff that he went through was just horrific. You know what I mean? And I'm saying that it's still, you still have those issues. There was a black hockey player for the Washington Capitals who scored a game-winning overtime goal. And the racist stuff that was spewed from Bruins fans was just sickening. Like, so I get it. I think there are still some spots and situations that might not make it comfortable. I don't know. I don't hear black players from the Celtics overly critical of the city or, you know, or saying that, you know, they feel uncomfortable. But I understand if that's what his feeling was, being in a place that's so homogeneous, right? What do you say, 2% black? I don't know what else is out there.
It's 2.5% black. I'm looking at it now. It's 5% Asian.
Okay. I was going to ask if Hispanic or Asian was the next group.
Yeah. And Hispanic is, I think it's 21%.
Oh, is that big?
But it's, I don't know if it might not be that big. Don't quote me on that. Here it
That's
is.
That's a big number. You got it?
Yeah. I mean, now they break it up into white, non-Hispanic, 65%. Other Hispanic, 12.7%. White, Hispanic, 7.6, Asian, 5.2,
okay,
and black is 2.5. I've said it before. I wouldn't want to play in Salt Lake City. I mean, I'd play there if I had to have a job there, but I wouldn't want to live there. I would want a place as an African American. I want a place with more African Americans. And that's just how I feel. I love African American culture, love all cultures, but really love African American culture. And I would want to be in a place that's got some. Now, I will say this about Salt Lake City. Like you said, I went there covering the NBA many years. And interestingly, Rob, I was there in February once. I don't remember if I was covering the Cavs or the Knicks or the Nets or whoever, but they actually had at halftime a Black History. It was Black History Month, obviously. And they had a dance, a Black group do African dance at halftime. And it was a large group too. So that was nice and some diversity, obviously. But I like that Donovan spoke his mind because that's how things get better. Sometimes people might be shamed into doing better. And I like that he talked about being stopped by a police officer and how it went down. And I've said this to you, Rob, when you shared, like, people, I think Blacks who are famous that people know about, if they have experiences like this, they need to share them. Because a lot of whites, and not even due to racism, a lot of whites just don't experience that. And so they, you know, they haven't seen it. So they might think, oh, really? Nobody's getting stopped by the cops and mistreated and things like that. So I think it's good. You've talked about it, you know, being followed.
It happened
by the cops.
In suburban
Detroit.
They need
to hear it, from Blacks that they listen to and know and like and stuff like that.
Yeah, like just driving home. I lived in the suburbs of Detroit, right? Chris, you probably, because your brother lived in Michigan, you might Bloomfield Hills, which is a nice suburb. You know Bloomfield Hills. That's where we lived, me and my wife, when I was married. And I'm driving home from Southfield to Bloomfield Hills every night. And I got stopped like, I don't know, 8 times in 2 months or three. That's an incredible number, Chris, to be stopped.
Absolutely.
You might not get stopped 8 times in your life by the cops.
No, you're right. You're right.
So that stuff does go on, and you do have to bring light to it to let people know, because you're right. Other people who are less fortunate, and I told you this other one, that if I ever was in the car with a younger Black guy who's driving, Chris, or something, and he has a hat on, when we crossed the city border from Detroit to the suburbs, they would automatically take their baseball cap off. And I would say, what was that? You know, like
right. What? Right.
We get if I have a cap on, I get stopped. If I don't have a cap on, there's a good chance I'm not. I thought that was ridiculous.
Trayvon Martin had a hoodie on.
Yep.
And even when Mark Cuban, who I don't think is racist, but Mark Cuban, remember the analogy he used? Yep. If I see a Black guy in a hoodie walking across the street, on my side of the street, I'm going to go across the street. If I see a white guy with his face all tatted up, I'm going to go across. Well, the white guy had to have tattoos all over his face, but the black guy just had to have a hoodie.
Because it's cold out, right?
And I texted Mark Cuban about that, and I was like, dude, this is ridiculous. And he came out and issued an apology. But, I hear you, man. I've been stopped 3 times by the police for no reason, and all 3 times I had, like, African-American men in the car with me who were darker than me. You know what I mean? Dark.
Right.
I've never been stopped on my own. They might think I'm white, to be honest.
That's
crazy. Not for no reason. You know what I mean?
No, you're just talking about just being stopped when they stop you, and then you don't even get a ticket because you haven't violated anything.
Right.
It's a fishing expedition.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.